Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast this morning. Thank you for taking time out to tune us in for a little while today and go into the Word of God again for the need of our souls today, the need of our country, the need of our churches today is to get back into the Word of God and find out what God's got to say. He's the one that knows about everything. He knows everything in the future, the past, the present, and He knows how to deal with every situation that we have to face. And let's get with God. Amen. That's what we need in our country today, is get back to the Lord and His Bible, the Word of God, the infallible and errant Word of the living God. King James 16:11, for this generation today, God's preserved it for us, and we've got a copy, and amen, it works. And it always has worked, and it always will. Good to be here. We appreciate every listener. Thank you for taking time out to be with us today in the broadcast. We hope it'll be a blessing to you and uplift to your hearts. And I know it's not a substitute for church, but to those that are not able to go to church, we hope it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. And I appreciate your prayers and your support for us in the broadcast from preaching the Word of God. And don't forget church now. Get ready and be in the house of God today. Our Sunday school here at Mountain View, where we're members at, is 10 o'clock for the Sunday school hour and 10:45 for the worship service. Back at 5 on Sunday evening, and then 7 on Wednesday. And we urge you to come and be with us in any and all of our services. And I believe you'd appreciate the Word of God that Brother Kevin Norton preaches to you from the Bible. Amen. So don't forget that. And also a revival coming up, homecoming on the 22nd here at the church. And then a revival beginning on a Monday night, our homecoming. Brother Chris will be preaching for us on that day. And then, of course, that night, Monday night, revival begins here at 7 o'clock each night. So you come and be with us. 7 o'clock, we have different preachers each night. Be a blessing to come and hear them as they preach the Word of God. Brother Chris Cornut, Andy Coker, Shane Cloud, Jeremy John, Paul Taylor be preaching. And then, of course, on Sunday, revival began. Titus Crisp will be preaching on that Sunday at the homecoming. So you come and be with us, and we'll try to serve some spiritual food. Amen. You'll find that, of course, and other always come secondary, but it's always good too. And so we appreciate you coming and being with us in any of the services. Don't forget that revival time, August the 22nd through the 27th. So you come and be with us and the services, and we'd appreciate getting to see you in the house of God. Amen. All right, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. We want to pray for our nation, first of all, today, our country. It's a heavy burden on my heart, the nation. We're seeing things that are taking place in our great country. I love the United States of America. I thank God that He put His hand upon it in its beginning. And his hand was on it in the starting of it, discovery of it. And I know that today the very important thing in America is for God's protective hand to stay upon America. I think we're beginning to see the lifting of that protection. God don't tolerate sin. He don't tolerate apostasy. He don't tolerate these things. God judges them. And He'll judge any nation, any person, individual for forgetting Him and for going their own way. He will judge because He's God. Now, the world may not recognize that, but He's God. There's none beside Him, only one God. And He's got a Son named Jesus and the Holy Spirit that works and moves, which makes up the Trinity, the three-person Godhead that we're under today. So God is very much in control today, and He had turned His head. He's not letting things slide. He's seeing things that are taking place, and He will judge sin. You can rest assured God will judge sin. He judges apostasy. He does that. And a lot of times, just in the meantime, letting it take its own course. People make their choice. You make the wrong choice, you're going to pay for it. He puts it in front of us. It's in the Word of God. His Son Jesus came and died on the cross to deliver us from our sins and gave us the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to keep us in the right pathway, in the right track. And today we're seeing those things take place in the world today, and God's aware of what's going on in this world. But let's pray this morning. Pray for the needs of our country and the needs of our churches and the needs of each individual. Folks that are sick and suffering, not able to go to the house of God, well, it'll be a real blessing to your heart today. And then, of course, let's pray that God would give revival in these last days. Fathers, we bow in your presence this morning. We want to thank you for the Lord Jesus. Thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that makes it possible for us to learn and hear the Word of God and explain it to us. So thank you for that. I pray you bless every need in Radio Land today. Those that are sick and suffering, not able to get out, be in the house of God, I pray that your blessings upon them today. Touch the sinner's heart. Lord, bring conviction upon that one that's lost without you. Lord, that needs a Savior. Pray to awaken in them the need of a Savior today. Lead us throughout this broadcast. God, use it for your glory. Open our hearts to receive what you've got for us in the Word of God for this time and for this generation. Have your will and way. Touch the sick and the suffering. Be real to them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you today. But don't forget the service time. Be in church this morning with us in the house of God. Don't forget that. You listen now as they sing. Hope it'll be a real blessing to you as they sing.
The joy bells sweetly ring. Why? parks of the city, sat a blind man by the way, sat alone in all his darkness, begged for his meat each passing day. But one last time the Lord came passing outside of Jericho that day. The man cried Jesus and he healed him. I thought I heard that blind man say,
"Righteous never had imagined that I'd see things quite this way. This life looks so completely different than what I lived in past four days. I'm not stumbling and groping like so many times before. My vision's been restored completely. I'm not in darkness anymore."
On the outskirts of the city, to Jacob's well the woman came. Five husbands and a man who wouldn't give her his hand and name. But she met a man called Jesus waiting by the well that day. He gave her a drink of living water. I thought I heard that woman say,
"I just never had imagined water tasting quite this way. This water's so completely different than what I've drank in past gone days. And I notice I'm not thirsty like so many times before. This water satisfies completely. I'm not thirsting anymore. I just never had imagined water tasted quite this way. This water's so completely different than what I've drank in past gone days. And I notice I'm not thirsty like so many times before. Water satisfies completely. I'm not thirsting anymore. This water satisfies completely. I'm not thirsting anymore."
All right, the book of Romans chapter 1 this morning. Book of Romans chapter 1, as we'll continue the thoughts from the Word of God that God's been leading us on today. Romans chapter 1. We've been trying to preach on the marks of apostates, marks of apostasy, how you know them. And we're seeing that today in our society, in our world today. We're fully aware of that, and I believe everybody else is, except the apostates. They can't see their wrongs. They can't see the direction they're in, they're headed in. And they just can't see that. And I'll show you that today, why they can't. And so the Bible said in Romans chapter 1, verses 28, "Even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, and disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who know of the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." Now, just recap a little bit, of course, about the marks of apostates. We know as we covered in the preceding verses, that it's the changes that's taking place in our world today, and that it's very evident as we look today at the world situation, at America's situation. And I fully believe God instituted, God ordained, and God orchestrated the founding of America for their liberty to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I had to work out a few kinks along the founding of it along the way. But he got it to the place now that God can allow individuals to worship him in spirit and in truth. And the society has no control over that. And the government has no control, and they're trying to exert that over the Church of the Living God today. It's not going to work. The Lord's still in control. But the Bible said, even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge. They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Are you seeing the effects of that today? Are you seeing how that's taking place? They don't like to retain God in their knowledge. Don't want God in the schools. Don't want God in the government. Don't want God anywhere. Don't mention him. Don't teach about him. Don't preach about him. And they're doing that today in America. I'm not talking about in Africa. I'm talking about America. And we're seeing this take place. And so they did not like to retain God of their knowledge. Now, what happens when you do that? And when you give yourself over to that, and forget about God, and you rose up against God, what's going to happen? The Bible said God gave them over to a reprobate mind. There's the danger of a reprobate mind in our society that we're living in today, and we're seeing those that are already given over to that reprobate mind. They, if you'll notice now, the marks of that, of course, is found in society, doing those things which are not convenient, which are not lawful, doing those things. And as we discovered back from the preceding verses there about the men with men, women with women, and all these things taking place, that's not convenient. That's not God's order. That's not God's way. God didn't make them that way. The perverted thoughts and the perverted hearts is what produced that kind of lifestyle. It's always been around, but today we're seeing giving over to that, and we find that there's those that doing those things which are not convenient, and giving them over to a reprobate mind. I'm doing those things which are not convenient, have no remorse about it. I have no guilt about it, have nothing, not ashamed of it. You look at Sodom and Gomorrah, the same thing happened to them. They had no shame. This parading in the streets, doesn't that remind you of some things that have been taking place in America in the last few months? Parading in the streets and Pride Week, they call it. They're trying to leave off the gay part and the gay Pride Week. That's what they're parading. And that's what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. There's parading in the streets there, trying to get the angels out that they might have know them. And try to commit sacrilege with them. So we find their field. But I want you to notice now in verses 29. Now here's the marks of a reprobate mind, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, and so forth. And we'll finish the rest about just a moment. Being filled. Now two times in this verse the Bible said being filled, and then one time in the verse it said full of envy, and all these things. Now, when you've got something that's filled up, there's no room for anything else. It's pushed out everything else that's there, and this being filled with these things. No room for anything else. Don't want to hear anything else. Don't want to do anything else. Want to practice and do what they're doing because they're filled with those things. And there's a reason the Bible said that. He's trying to tell us and explain to us there's no room for God there. There's no room for righteousness there. There's no room for righteous living there. But they're being filled with all unrighteousness. All unrighteousness. Picking apart that. All unrighteousness. Being filled with that and not being filled with God. Now, the Bible distinctly tells us as children of God that we're to be filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. And when we're filled with the Holy Ghost of God, we'll follow the Scripture. We'll respect individuals. We'll win souls to the Lord. We'll worship God. We'll have liberty to do that. And when we're filled with the Spirit of God. But we're living in a society today that's being filled, that are filled with all unrighteousness. And that's the marks of an apostate society going that direction. And it's a danger to keep going that direction. You can go so far in this mess that God will give you over to a reprobate mind. And let you be filled with all unrighteousness. That's the reason you can't you can't reason with anybody that's filled with all these things. You have no room for God. They've rejected the Word of God. They turned aside from the Word of God. They are turning aside from the righteousness of God, and they're filled with these things. And you can't reason with them because they're filled with all unrighteousness. Fornication, being filled with fornication, no wrong to them in that. Everybody, don't matter who it is, if it's your neighbor's wife, if it's your friend's wife or husband, being filled with all fornication, swapping wives, and all these things that are taking place by those in that society, and being filled with fornication, wickedness, I mean wickedness, vile things that's taking place even in America today. And so he said being filled with those things, and then we find not only that, but he said full of it, but he said being filled with all unright fornication, wickedness, covetousness, wanting what others have. Are you not seeing that in our society today? Wanting what others have. Share the wealth. Amen. I mean, wanting what others have. You owe us. You owe it to us. You give it to us. We're not working for it. We're going to get it from you. Covetousness, wanting what others have. I'm desiring that and taking that which others have, and that goes along with the wickedness and covetousness, maliciousness in a very vile way. No regard for the laws of society, no regard for the rules of morals of mankind, no regard for that. But maliciousness, full of envy, envying others that have more than they do or what they don't have, and envying, full of envy. Now the Bible said full of envy, murder, amen, murder, killing folks with no regard for human life and no thoughts about the results of it, the repercussions of it, no thoughts about that, but full of murder, a debate, wanting to talk and debate about the things that are wrong and defend the lifestyle that they're living in, debate, always speaking about things that are wrong, a lot of flowing words and defending what they're doing. So there's debate, deceit, that means being deceiving. And so the deception is there in the society that marks the apostate society is deception, deceiving folks as to what the real truth is, deceiving folks as to what the repercussions are of the lifestyle that you're living in, deceiving folks and believing that God's not going to judge you and have God's going to turn his head from you and not notice what you're doing. I'm deceiving you and I'm deception and believing that it's not going to affect their children's lives or their neighbor's lives or their friends' lives, their family's lives. And deception is there. It's not going to bother anybody but me. And that's what they're trying to say. But listen, friend, that's the marks of an apostate. Of deception, deceiving, and being deceived. The Bible speaks about, and so there's the deceit, malignity, I mean, like cancerous belief that's creeping into others and eating away at others, eating away in that life, malignity. I mean, there's a thing that are taking place today, and then he said whispers, I mean, whisperings in the back room and planning things and getting things in effect that will
support their belief and their society and their morality and their perverted beliefs and whispers planning those things behind closed doors when you don't know what's going on. And that's what's happening in America today. Many of even the laws that are passed in our land is being planned behind closed doors and don't even know what they're passing and what's going to be the effects of it. Oh, that's the society we're living in today. And then he said not only that, but backbiters. Backbiting others, talking against others behind their back, and getting things. These things are taking place. If you don't know these things today, you've got your head in the sand. Haters of God. Oh, my friend. You don't like to see that written down, but we're living in a society that's haters of God. I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the general thing that's taking place in our land today. Haters of God. Listen, if you love God, you wouldn't want the Bible out of schools. If you love God, you wouldn't want God taken out of the laws of our land. If you love God, you wouldn't want folks practicing the sin that they're practicing even today. If you love God, but haters of God. Why in the world would anybody want to hate God? He created this thing as we have today. Hadn't He give us a wonderful world to live in and made things perfect, and then man failed and man fell, and man is destroying the society as we know it today. And brother, can you imagine that? It's God, and hating the very God that gives them life, hating the very God that gives them breath to breathe and water to drink, hating that very God that provides redemption through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, but we're living in that day today. Haters of God, despiteful, being despiteful, despise you. They despise you if you live for God. They despise you if you mention the Bible. They despise you if you go to church. They despise you if you carry your children to the house of God and talk about them being saved by God's grace. Despiteful. My friend, that's a mark. That's a mark. Despiteful. And they're proud. Oh, proud of what they're doing. They even make their own flags today to fly, to display their immorality. They're making their own flags and got their own designs and their own things that are taking place today. Proud boasters, boasting in that. Not ashamed of it, but boasting in that. And the Bible said inventors of evil things. Have you ever seen the invention of evil things like it is today? Evil things being invented. And brother, I'm telling you, it's a sick society that we're living in today. And then the Bible said, inventors of disobedient to parents, not obeying the parents. Brother, there used to be a time when kids was in school or college, if they weren't doing what was right, their parents would be the first one to come down on them and to correct them and pull them from their education if that was necessary. But not so any longer. They're doing that and being paid for doing that and supporting that. And so there's disobedient to parents, not obeying the parents. Brother, rebellion against authority starts in the home. Amen. It don't just start out here in society. It started in the home. A rebellion against parents. Disobedience without understanding. Without understanding. They don't understand the judgment of God. They don't understand the redemption of God. They don't understand the blood of Jesus Christ. They don't understand the authority of the Word of God. They don't understand without understanding. Without natural affection, covenant breakers. Amen. Don't keep the word. There used to be a time in society when a man's word was his bond, but you can sign on the dotted line. You can have it notarized and witnessed today that make any difference. Covenant breakers. They break it anyway. And then there's, of course, without natural affection. We're seeing that. He backs up and reminds them of that there in the preceding verses. What it took place without natural affection. Well, our time is gone. God bless you. Until next Sunday.